Dr. Schneider dictating a 6-minute walk test on William Tillotson. This goes to Dr. Vaughn on 9/28/22. Mr. Tillotson performed the 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%. Period. After walking 396 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 96%. Period. And paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Brian Quinn. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 9/28/22, Mr. Quinn performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired. There was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with an insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/15/22, there's been no significant change. Period. In paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Wanda Lane. This goes to Dr. Pogodina on 9/28/22. Mrs. Lane performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 97%. Period. After walking 290 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 95%. Period. In a paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Patricia Carney. This goes to Dr. Pardis on 9/28/22. Mrs. Carney performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. And there was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction, but with a normal forced vital capacity, period. To paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component or improved effort. And when compared to a prior study dated 3/17/22, there's been no significant change, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Scott Bushman. This goes to Dr. Ward on 9/28/22. Mr. Bushman performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of airflow and improvement in forced vital capacity, period. New paragraph impression, moderate reversible airways obstruction or improved effort after bronchodilators with mild restriction, period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Jeanette Kirby. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower on 9/28/22. Mrs. Kirby performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 350 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation remained 96%, period. In paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Thank you.